Raymond's Restaurant and Merchant Tavern continue to receive accolades all around the world. Chef Jeremy Charles relies heavily on the bounty of this province. Later this month, he's going to release his new book that continues to build on that recipe for success. Wildness, an Ode to Newfoundland and Labrador, is the result of years of research and travel from one end of the province to the other. Chef and author Jeremy Charles joins me live in studio. Good to see you, Chef. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Congratulations.
Thanks very much. I really appreciate
that. It's a pretty cool feeling when you open up the box and there's your new book being delivered.
Yeah, it was pretty surreal when I got the one and only copy that came through, and we were waiting on it for a while, but it was pretty surreal and super exciting.
Before we talk about what's inside the covers of the book, what happened to that one and only copy?
we went to France last week, and I brought it with me just to read through, and anyhow, we ended up going to Arpège, a really super amazing restaurant, and I met Alain Passard, and one thing led to another. I asked for his book to be signed, and anyhow, I ended up giving him my book, and that was kind of like a surreal moment, you know. It was like the Wayne Gretzky of cooking type thing. So anyhow, I thought it was the best thing to do.
Cool, and good for you. Tell the folks about what's inside the covers of the book.
Yeah, Wildness is really a celebration of Newfoundland and Labrador, all the beautiful wild and indigenous ingredients that are around us, you know, all the wild game, all the beautiful things that come from the ocean. And it's also a story. The people behind the food, you know, the people who are out picking and growing vegetables and just living off the land. And there's some great stories and interludes throughout the book as well, as long as the recipes, of course.
People are more and more concerned and interested in where the food comes from on their plate in a restaurant. So the local foraging, local ingredients has really become in vogue, an important part of the culinary scene.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, we've been noticing that now for a long time, and that's a big part of, especially Raymond's, you know, it's the story behind the food, where the ingredients are coming from, you know, and how they get to the table, and that's a big part of the book, too. You're seeing where the ingredients are being sourced, and again, it's the story behind the food and the history of Newfoundland, and, yeah, it's a really interesting mix of things in the book, you know.
And it's a big deal around the world. Is there anything particularly unique about this province? We want to say and talk about ourselves as being unique all the time. How about in the foraging local ingredients world?
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of people don't realize the amount of wild ingredients that are surrounding us. You know, you take a walk on the beach and you're like, you know, oyster plant and Scotch lovage. I mean, the list goes on and on. The amount of different seaweeds and things that I think we consumed generations ago but kind of lost sight of, and it's kind of the story of going back to our roots and back to our land and celebrating those things around us and again just celebrating Newfoundland and Labrador, and just it's such a magical, beautiful place, and the photography as well is pretty stunning, you know. John Cullen spent months here with me and just shooting thousands of photos I owe that guy a lot. He's a real passionate photographer and just really fell in love with Newfoundland Labrador.
Now, you're a master of your craft. For others who are intimidated sometimes by cooking, relying on the old faithful cookbooks, how easy is it to get out into the outdoors, enjoy the ingredients, and forage them here and bring them home, actually utilize them yourself?
I think a lot of people would be surprised. I mean, a lot of us live, you know, all across the island, and you know, you take a walk out in your backyard and you'd be surprised, excuse me, what you'd find. There's a you know, everything from dandelion to, chickweed to, I mean, the list goes on. And, you know, as a kid, I was always like, don't look at mushrooms, they're poisonous, you know. And the amount of chanterelles that are in Newfoundland and Labrador, it's unbelievable, you know. We're so blessed with so many beautiful wild ingredients. And that comes down to education and, you know, getting out there and reading books and talking to people and, you know, going to the farmer's market. And then there's guys there selling some wild ingredients and. Laurie McCarthy from Cod Sounds does a lot of great things, bringing people out on tours, and it's a beautiful thing to do, you know, and it's something that you shouldn't be too scared to do. It's just about, again, education and opening your mind.
Read the book. Maybe find out, get some good ideas about how easy it can be. You said tours, and I think that's an interesting part. What role do you think the culinary scene plays in tourism around here? Because I know at Raymond's, big part of your business is tourists.
Huge.
And, of course, that's because of reputation and some of the notoriety you've got with articles and worldwide publications. So how big do you think the culinary scene is insofar as driving tourism numbers?
I think it's huge. I don't think we've been kind of recognized for that for a long time. I think it's only now that people are like, okay, people are actually coming here to eat food. So I'm really happy and excited that we're finally pushing through that. And yeah, we've been doing a lot of work for the last 10, 15 years, you know, since Atlantica days. And there's finally a culinary community that's come together now, you know, and really doing some great things with, you know, Todd and Boys down in Kitty Vitty and Sean them at Chinched and, you know, Katie Hayes out in Amherst Cove at the Social Club. It's, you know, it's a great thing to see. So really excited.
The caliber is extraordinary, and people who travel will be able to say that very clearly from around here.
Yeah, for sure. It's a very exciting time to be eating in St. John's or in Newfoundland and Labrador. And, yeah, it's I'm really excited to be part of it all.
Lines up with me because I'm starved all the time. When are you releasing the book?
It's 27th of May. It comes out on the shelves, apparently. I know they landed in New York last week, and I guess they're on the boat somewhere now. But we're doing a book launch at Christina Parker Gallery on the 31st of May, and it's a celebration of the book and some food and drink and all the photography that didn't actually make the book. There's going to be a display of all the photography by John Cullen and possibly some readings and yeah, some good times, you know. So.
Jeremy, it's great to see you today. Congratulations. Good luck. We wish you continued successes.
Thanks so much for having me.
Chef and author Jeremy Charles, of course, of Bremen's Restaurant and the Merchant Tavern.